Well, we're heading into the Sweet 16 tonight, but there are dozens of games total during March Madness. So how do you find time to watch them all? Well, Todd Bookman from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports on one medical clinic that's got a unique selling proposition. Sorry, though, it's for men only.
You're driving down the road, perhaps trying to drown out the kids in the back seat with a little sports radio, and this ad comes on.
Once again, the good docs over at Oregon Urology Institute have set aside extra time to perform vasectomies during the first days of the tournament.
For the past 9 years, the Oregon Urology Institute, just outside of Eugene, has promoted March Madness as the time of year for men considering a vasectomy. Since recovery from the 30-minute outpatient sterilization usually requires a couple days rest on the couch, the college basketball tournament, what with its Cinderellas, buzzer beaters, and 67 games packed over 3 weeks, is a natural fit.
You go in for a little snip-snip and come out with doctor's orders to sit back and watch nonstop basketball. What could be better?
What could be better? How about more commercial?
How about a bag of frozen peas to keep you comfy, plus some extra goodies we'll throw into the official Snip City Recovery Kit?
The immediate reaction was kind of both, I can't believe you're doing this, and that's hilarious.
Terry Fitzpatrick, who helps run the Institute, came up with the ad campaign. He says his colleagues in Oregon are proud that other urology clinics around the country have since jumped on the bandwagon, running similar promotions.
It's more of a compliment that, gosh, we came up with something here in Eugene that everybody in the country wants to copy. We get a kick out of it all the time.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
The American Urological Association says it doesn't have any data to support a spike in March, but roughly 500,000 American men do join the V Club each year. This guy is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they make it sound, pretty easy, couple of days rest and nothing strenuous. So, obviously I have my fingers crossed that that's true.
This is Chris, a 30-year-old Pennsylvania man who asked we not use his last name. He's got three little kids and a fiance who said enough is enough. We spoke just before he got snipped and the games tipped off.
Just a nice little reward for something that I'm not too excited about. At least there's a little carrot on the end of the stick here.
Man. Vasectomy appointments are up this month by about 25% at the Philadelphia Center for Sexual Medicine, where Dr. Paul Gittins runs the show. He says tournament time is just another good reason for men to take charge of family planning.
When a woman undergoes a tubal ligation, that there's a little more risk involved. I think it takes a real man to step up and have the vasectomy done.
And if too long a line of real men means you can't get an appointment by the Final Four, Terry Fitzpatrick at the Oregon Urology Institute is ready with some other scheduling options.
In the last couple of years, we've also started doing one on Black Friday. Hey guys, you want to get out of shopping kind of deal.
It seems when you're talking vasectomy marketing, the well won't ever run dry. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.